Yay, 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 yay. Hey, blame it on the juice. Blame it on the juice. Hey, hello, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Melanin Talk, you beautiful beings. Yo, I love Lizzo. Like, this lady is putting out some work. Like, literally, she's, if you hear her songs, you just know that she's out there making songs to empower people. And that is what I love, if the artist uses their talents to empower people, especially empower women in all shapes and in all sizes. Yes, to Lizzo. But anyways, this episode is not actually about Lizzo. I wanted to talk about your moon cycle, your menstrual cycle, your period. You bleeding every month of your vagina. Yes. First of all, maybe some of y'all don't know. I mean, I guess if you're a male, you don't really know how that all works. I'm just gonna explain it, like, shortly. So, basically, the uterus is where the baby is in when a woman is pregnant, right? And there are two inner linings in the vagina that are supporting to nourish the baby. But if there is no baby in there, then of course those lining will start to shed, and through the vagina will come blood, a mixture of tissues and all of that. And that is what we call then the period. That's what we see. That is done, of course, your body is gonna prepare for an egg to be fertilized again, and those eggs are released from your ovaries, and you have two of those, ladies, you have two ovaries, and those eggs are like really tiny, and yeah. Then everything starts from the beginning. Egg is not fertilized, and then you bleed. I feel like we don't talk enough about our period, because this is a male society, or the society was based on male, and they don't have it, so they're gonna make it a little bit awkward or some like a taboo. And because a lot of women want to fit in this society, of course, we are gonna put ourselves, like, hide it and put ourselves a little bit down about it. And because we don't want them to know about it too. You know what I mean? So, and these beliefs will be passed on to us generations to generations. Because I remember when I was younger, we don't talk about that. I was terrified. I was like, I cried. I was like, oh my God, am I gonna die? Why am I bleeding out of here? Why did nobody warn me about it? And I think in a lot of families, it is sadly like that, because it's just something you don't talk about. It's something that is dirty, viewed as being dirty, something like being a taboo. And I'm here to just make it less a taboo. I think now in the society, of course, it's getting definitely better, but there's still this stigma, and I want to talk about it a little bit in a holistic kind of way, because hundreds and hundreds of years ago, already, like in ancient Egypt, our ancestors, they understood that the cycle is actually a cleansing of your body each time. So it's like you're rebirthing yourself every single month. And it's really important that for us women that we are in tune with that, what is happening, and not just hide it, stick it up and get going. work with your period and let it show you what you are changing and how you are growing each month. So if what I would say is, like, don't hate your period, because if you hate it, trust me, it will hate you back. You just own that bitch, like, own it. Yeah, allow yourself in that special time to be, to meditate, to be in tune with yourself. Allow yourself to feel the feelings and the emotions that you are gonna feel, because then you are in line with that, and then your period will help you. Actually, what a lot of women do is we hate our period, we hate talking about it, we actually wish we didn't had it. And I was there, like, trust me, I was there. And that causes this imbalance. It adds to this hormonal imbalance that we already have in our bodies, which will make us cramp up even more, because there's such a rejection in ourselves and our emotions that we cramp up. You do not only cleanse physically, you cleanse emotionally, mentally, and your cycle. And what also really, really adds to our cramps is the way we eat. I cannot stress this enough, ladies, seriously. Lots of time we are really craving all these processed foods, all the sugars, but especially in your period time, when your body is cleansing, it is not helpful if you put in toxic food into you. Why? I'll explain it to you. If you put this toxic food into you, this processed food, these heavy fats and these heavy sugars, it will be totally complicated for your body to break it down. It is already in your normal state, but since your body's working so hard when you have your period, it's working so hard. You're adding work to it, and then your body's gonna stress out. That's just logically explained. Like, your body is stressed the fuck out, excuse my French, and that's why you are cramping up. You're gonna have these cramps, and you're gonna stress out more, and you're gonna crave all this chocolate and everything more. So I'm speaking out of experience. I've been there. I've ate all of that, and I've noticed how my body was really cramping. I was cramping so hard I couldn't walk. I was down on the floor rolling my belly. I thought I was possessed and shit. Like, this was serious. Till I stopped eating meat. Then I already noticed, okay, I'm still cramping up a little bit, but it's not worse like before. And then I informed myself way much more. Then I tried it out. I just tried it out, right? Anything that I'm saying, you have to try it for yourself. Don't just believe me. Try it for yourself, and then you see if it works or not. So what I did is, I fasted once when I was on my period, and no cramps. I'm telling you, no cramps. I only drank water. For one day I did it only, right? Then I tried really just eating light food. Light food, no processed food, especially on my period, and I'm telling you, no cramps. What I do still suffer from is back pains. I'm still trying to find a natural way to get rid of those, but you can't have it all, right? But since that time, sis, if I tell you, I didn't cramp up one single time. Me and my belly and my pair, we work together. Like, she my bitch, we work together. And I just wish the same thing for you, and that's why I'm telling you this. Obviously, not everybody is the same, but everybody or everybody type will really, really appreciate it if you give it light food and nourishing food and healing food that will help it. That's for sure. And that is what, like, I would encourage you to do when you're on your cycle and you have this mad pains. Please try to drink a lot of water, stretch out, like do yoga or any type of fitness, because actually you're pretty strong when you are on your period. Any type of fitness, but not too much. Rest out, listen to your body, eat certain food, and then listen to your body. How does my body react when I eat this food? How does it react when I eat this food? Do I cramp up when I eat this? You know what I mean? Listen to it, and I promise you, your body will tell you what it needs. You won't cramp up, or you will cramp less, because this is a cycle, right? That society, or let me say, the health industry has created for women to make a lot of money out of us. So first, they're going to advertise periods as, oh, you be craving chocolate, you be craving sweets. Oh, it's okay because you're on your period. Go eat it. Then you're going to have cramps, and then you're going to go to the doctor. And what they are going to tell you is, take this pill, birth control, and it's going to make your life way much easier. No more real bleeding. No more cramps. You're gonna believe them. But hold on. The pill, right? How many years do you have to take it? If you never want to have menstrual cramps again, probably until you're in your 40s, right? That's a long time of paying for that pill. And that adds to that industry. So you have to always think of the bigger picture. We women have to learn how to listen to our own bodies, how to heal ourselves, because that's our nature. We have been like that forever. But what they're trying to do is to disconnect us from our nature so that they can make money. They be hustling, yes. And Melanine Talk is here for you to encourage you to look back. Because you are, I always say that, right? You are a goddess, and there's a goddess in you. And you are able to heal yourself, sis. You can do this. Yes. So, of course, we need products, right? Also. And it's not only the food that can make you cramp. It's also like what you put inside you to like stop the bleeding and everything. If that's also full of chemicals, it can be toxic. So organic tampons, you can use organic OBs. So why it should be organic is, like I said, it's less toxins inside your vagina. And if not organic, there are this really, really cool thing called menstrual cups. They are also very, very good for the environment, because you have this one little cup that you use for hours, you pour it out and wash it, and you put it back in, so there's zero waste basically. I love those, but unfortunately I'm not able to use them. Like, when I tried it, I cramped up because somehow it didn't fit. I don't know what was going on, but I wish though. I don't know if I'm going to try it again, because I'm a little bit terrified. I really cramped up really, 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 really hard. So yeah, but there are other things, sis. If you're like me and it didn't work out for you, don't worry. So there's something called also like period underwear, which is my favorite thing ever. You can just wear the underwear. There's basically like a pad in there already. So you just bleed in there comfortably. put it in the wash and wear your next. And that's also zero waste and less toxic for your lovely vagina friend. What is also very, 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 very cool are like pads that are made out of fabric. You can sew them yourself, you can do it yourself, or you can order them on Etsy or online. There are really, really a lot of people who sew it already and sell it, and they're really cute. They have like cute prints, and the same thing, you wear them, you put them in the wash, and you can change it up again. So there are ways out there if you care about the world, if you care about your body, and if you care about everything that surrounds you and your body. And yeah, I would really just say work with your period, make it your friend, make it, normalize it, and let yourself feel the way you want to feel. If you're angry, be angry. I mean, don't punch anybody, obviously, but let it out and take that time for yourself every single month. Also, there are awesome teas. There are herbal teas. There's cannabis tea that you can drink, which will really, really help you. Because if you smoke it, the thing is, everything that you burn loses a little bit of its ability, because the heat destroys it. But if you have it boiled in hot water or just steam it, it's way much better because you didn't like burn it, you know. So yeah, you can drink the herb and it will work like a medicine. It is a medicine. Plants are also medicine. They are healing. You can also rub a little bit of aloe vera. Aloe vera is very cooling. You can rub that on your belly. That helps to massage it. You know, same thing, like, don't forget, just acknowledge your body, especially in that time, you know. Be there for yourself. Because if you aren't, who is, bitch? Who is? 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm talking about periods. Wow. Wow. Where is my life going? But yeah. Is there anything you want to know more about, like what kind of foods and everything? Hit me up on Instagram at MelanineTalk. I'm here and I love y'all. But now I will try to actually rest, because I've been restless these days. Anyways, peace, love, and shea butter. It's a girl, Anne, and I hope you tune in to the next episode and own it, period.